When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today, I'm talking with Tina Moore, who is the co-founder and president of Talk Shop Live. And Tina, I have seen Talk Shop Live grow so much in the last, 2 years? Has it been?
We started building it 4 years ago. But during the pandemic, there was a big uptick in the need. So yes, I think you discovered us a couple of years ago, Teddy. And we were so excited when you came on.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And I actually just did a show. And I didn't really realize maybe this capability wasn't there at the beginning, but when I was able to download the show and then share it on social and then just naturally share it onto Facebook or Twitter without like a click of a button, I was like, this is so user friendly because I am not like I don't like those extra steps. You know what I mean? And I don't read all the instructions. It was just like, oh, I can just click it.
Well, we've really tried, we've listened to our users. That's one thing that we always do. And we've really tried to make it as easy as possible for people to share their content and still keep it shoppable. So with that share button, as you've seen, anywhere it's shared, it's still, the content is still shoppable. So that's one of our goals at Talk Shop Live, is to make sure that anything that you're producing is always, you know, available to be like viewed and shopped.
I mean, I'm sure there's people on there. I know, obviously, there's hundreds of millions of people shopping on there. But I bet people watch it also just for entertainment and, like, to watch people, right? Because we're all obsessed with, like, human nature. You're, like, curious what people are doing in their brands and in their lives. And Talk Shop Live kind of gives you, like, that little door in.
It's true. We call it shoppatainment.
All right. Is it like the 2022 version of an HSN? Like what do you think, or what is your feedback?
Yeah, I think it's more of, you know, the modern day version. We're really trying to give people the tools that they need to have the capabilities from anywhere that they want to sell and connect with their audiences at the same time.
Yeah.
So we're kind of merging those two worlds together.
And how did you, as a female founder, I know you're a co-founder with your brother, but how did you like get in this world? Is your background entertainment?
So my brother's background is entertainment and my background is in social media. So I started in social media about 14 years ago, in the very early days before there were ads and promotions. And at that point, I don't even know if there were algorithms in the way that we see them today. So we were both in that world. He was on the entertainment side. I was on the brand and influencer side. I was actually bringing brands and influencers together to do campaigns pretty early on for a lot of nonprofits that I worked with and brands that I worked with. And about 4 years ago, before there were other live platforms, even like before Facebook Live was out, we came together and we said, we're seeing this gap in this need for our clients to be able to create a piece of content and just have a simple buy button on the video that is shoppable from anywhere at any time. And so that's really where we came up with the idea of Talk Shop Live.
Yeah, you're right. You just keep saying, and that's how you grow a really, successful business, is you saw a need and you like had a solution for it. What building this tech company, what has been like a couple tips for like someone that thinks they have this idea or a solution to a problem? Like, what could you tell like a young entrepreneur or any age, honestly? But like,
I would say do your research and see if someone else is doing what you're doing, it's okay. See how you can make it different. See what you can bring to your product, your platform, whatever it may be that you want to create that's a little bit different, and go out and do it. But do the research so that you know that you are serving the audience that you want to serve and the population that you really want to help.
Yeah, that is interesting. Like, obviously the research is important, and you're right. Like a lot of ideas like aren't obviously just belonging to one human, and there is competition, but how do you kind of like stay in your lane and just become like the master of your domain? Like, how do you personally, Tina, and your team do that and not worry about what other brands are doing? How do you stay focused?
For me, for us, we really focus on community, and our community is built on our buyers and our brands, our sellers. So you are both of those essentially, because I think you're buying and selling on Talk Shop Live. So we really listen to, we kind of drown out the noise. We see what the important things are for our users on both sides, and we put those things into our roadmap in a very succinct and strategic way to say, well, what is important right now? What is important in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year, in 2 years? And we really do listen to the users that we have now, and also the ones that we aspire to get. So some of the bigger retailers and things like that, what are their needs? So we're always kind of listening, and that would be another tip that I would say. Listen, do a lot of listening. You're not going to know everything. And that's actually part of the fun. And part of the challenge is really listening and learning, because we don't know everything. We're building a platform, but we're building a platform based on needs.
Yes.
So that's what I would say. I mean, we certainly look at what's going on outside of Talk Shop Live, the competitors, all of these things, but we look and we say, what does our community need right now and in the future? And then we build for that.
Yeah, I think that's really important to listen to the customer. And sometimes, like, there's so much ego in building a brand that be like founders forget that sometimes, because it just gets so competitive. And maybe you're both going for the same like startup money and seed money and things like that, that you're just like, wait, this is my idea, me, when you should be doing the Talk Shop Live formula and looking at,
Well, that's true. And I think that it's a really important point that you bring up, because there's always a little bit of, I don't think fear is the right word, but caution
Sure.
when you're out there talking about what you're building and maybe new features that you think you are going to be next. There's definitely caution, but I think that as an entrepreneur, you learn when you should and should not be talking about certain things, and certain things that you can tease out, and certain things that you and people that you can also trust, to be honest with you. Like, you will learn that really quickly as being an entrepreneur, who you can trust. I would say always be honest, right? That's kind of another tip. If we're gonna go through different tips throughout this interview, I mean, be honest, and be honest about when you don't know something, because that's when you're gonna probably get like a slew of information that you can then take and figure out what the best solution for your platform is.
Yeah, I love that you said trust, like trust the right people. And obviously, in any career, there's going to be people that hurt your feelings, take your idea. Like, just it's kind of just it goes with the territory. But, like, do you have any like stories or any a time that someone did that to you? And like, it hurts. Like, we can all act like that stuff doesn't hurt our feelings and like, well, it'll be okay and it will be okay. But in the moment, because like Sonya and I at Girl Powerful, we've had people do everything, right? From stealing like your slogan or your colors, and they're your friends too. It's really, sometimes you're just shocked. But like, as you get older, I feel like your intuition is a very big part of being a female founder. Have you intuition. Found that? It's
absolutely. Listen to your gut. Listen to what your body is telling you, and your heart and your soul. It's probably right.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to go into any specific stories, but I will give you a piece of advice that has helped me, that one of our advisors told us early on when, you know, we had a disappointment, and she said, grieve quickly, move on. Mm-hmm. And we've taken that with us because it's true. And I have a PR background. And one of the things that in my PR background, we always used to say, you're only as good as your last placement. So meaning, okay, that's happened. Move on to the next thing. Because if you sit and stew over what's happened, and it's kind of like anything in life, right? If you sit and stew over what's happened and you overthink it, and you're just thinking about it, it's not going to change what's already happened.
Sure.
Just take the pieces from it that you've learned from, and apply it to whatever comes down the road that you might need that. Okay. And again, going back, that's part of intuition. That will become part of your intuition. The next time something, a situation like that might happen, you might say, huh, I learned from that last time. Let me take a different approach and hopefully I'll get a different outcome.
Yeah.
Right. Or I'll handle this differently. So
that's interesting. Yeah. Those same feelings will show up in your body and you'll be able to readjust, you know, and even
absolutely.
If it's like that person's not going to treat you totally the same way, but you can like take things slower, like maybe put a contract in place or whatever it is that you messed up on in the past, you can cover your butt. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
What, like personally, like Tina, what is grieving for you? Like, is that an hour? I mean, I'm sure it looks different for everybody, but when that happens, are you really like so trained and good and like with your mental health? And like,
but I will tell you. Okay. I will tell you. A year ago, it wasn't an hour. It was days. It was conversations. It was reaching out to friends and venting and talk and all of these, you know what, over time you realize, like, as a founder, you're spending, I realized at one day I just woke up and I said, it's a change in perspective, right? I said, I'm spending all of this time and energy thinking about what I could have done differently or how that situation could have played out differently. And at the end of the day, I can't do anything about that at this point, except take it and just learn from it. So now I wouldn't even say it's an hour. It's okay. That's what happened. This is how I'm going to do it differently. And this is how I'm going to handle it moving forward. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I move on. Next email, next thing, next issue, next, you know, victory, whatever it is, you move on. So it's probably no timetable. I mean, if something really hits my gut, maybe it will take me a little bit more time, but yeah, I mean, I think it's all in your perspective of how you're looking at what you're doing at the end of the day. What's the mission? What are the goals? Am I moving towards that? And if this is not serving me, move on.
Yeah. It's really powerful to not give in to that, right? Like you could be like, oh no, I'm going to get ice cream and lay in bed. And like, then you're just like, so behind, you're letting them take your power, like beyond what they even thought.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even like beyond Girl Powerful, I'm a realtor. And like, so like, for example, this week, honestly, we put in two offers. It's a hot market. You don't get the house every time. And I am like, we're moving on. Like I have to like coach my clients up and be like, we're going to move on. We're not going to get in this negative space that we're never going to get a house. Because it's not true. So like, why tell yourself those lies that like that negative comment, feedback, you know, email could really unravel someone that doesn't have that strong, you know, support behind them in their team or like just within themselves.
Well, and at the end of the day, you can only control your own emotions and actions and everything else about what your part in that situation is. You cannot control other people, how they will react or how they, the decisions that they're going to make. So at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you're making the best decision for yourself and your company and your employees and your community. And that's kind of like what I always, I try to center myself in that and say, am I doing all that I can to make this situation the best that it can?
I love that. How, as a founder, you know how morning rituals are such like a thing and have been the past like 5 years via books, podcasts, Instagram. Like, what is something?
And that, your cards and yeah, your adorable cards that I love. Cards.
But what is something that you picked up from maybe, you know, a fellow entrepreneur or something that you've just like really leaned on through building a brand? Because it's not an easy feat. And if you don't have your couple of rituals, I mean, it's all, it's like you could be inspired, but if you don't have consistency with it, it doesn't really go anywhere, right? And you have to keep starting over. So how do you keep dialed in? How do you stay dialed in to talk to
live? There are a couple of things that I will say that I do every day. I wake up every morning and I quietly, before I get out of bed, I think about what I'm grateful for that day. And some of them might not be the greatest thing. Some of them might be challenging things like, oh, I really don't want to do that. Or, you know, but like, hey, I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to do it. Right. Mm-hmm. So I try to, that's another change in perspective for the day as I'm setting kind of the tone for my day. The other thing is that I try to keep, myself in a routine. So I have three dogs and I try to stay balanced throughout my day. So I make sure to take them on walks, even though I have a small backyard where they can go out throughout the day. I like to go out and get fresh air and clear my head because it does help to get away from this environment. Like we are on, especially now during the pandemic, we're not going out and having interactions with other people in the same way. And that human interaction, like this is, we're talking. So it's interaction in a way, but it's not the connectivity that we are used to. And that feels familiar. So I find that when I go out and I just walk around the block with my dogs or without, usually it's with, I can actually have, say hi to someone or smile at someone like in person. And I think that that's really important with what we're doing here. You know, sometimes I feel like that we're losing that connectivity in the world. And one of the reasons that we wanted to have Talk Shop Live, to be honest, have that engagement factor was so that people didn't feel alone while they were talking about what they're doing. And whether it's a donation show, they're raising funds for their charity, or they're doing, you know, selling their product or talking, like these things are so important. And I feel like sometimes we miss them. So those are two daily rituals that I make sure to do. Of course, my daily cup of coffee. And the night before, I always set out my coffee, as my sister always has done. It's just something in our family that we do just to like, you're setting yourself up the night before, for the morning.
I love that. And that's even like a nod to the universe. You're like, hey, I'm going to be here in the morning. Right. Even beyond that, you're like, I'm planning on being here and I'm going to see.
That's exactly right. And I choose the mug that I'm hoping, like, cause I have a ton of mugs and like all different New York, San Francisco, like all different places and sayings and things like that. So I try to choose a mug the night before the next morning to say, how am I going to feel the next day? This is how I want to feel. I want to, you know,
that's fun.
Be in this moment.
Yeah, that's nice. So. Thanks for sharing that. I think it's funny, like so many people we have, like everyone has a lot of access to the same tools because all those things you said, like a gratitude list, that's free. Anyone can do that. And it's interesting to just see who leans into these self-care tools that really, really help, you know, scaffold your day and hold you. They hold you when you have like no one else to do that.
So. That's exactly right. I really try not to get on my phone in bed in the morning before I do anything. Like I like to wake up even before I let my dogs out the back into the backyard. I say my gratitude stuff, and then I get out of bed and I let them out. And then I don't look at my phone until I am actually drinking my first cup of coffee.
Yeah. When you say your gratitudes, do you say it out loud?
I do.
That's nice.
Yep.
I like that. Yeah. Cool. Well, so one more thing I wanted to talk to you about is, as a founder, there's always obstacles and then there's always wins. So I wanted to know if you would be open to sharing something that has been really hard, how you overcame it, and then something that you're just like, we've nailed it from the beginning. This is something I love to talk about because it's so positive every time.
So I'll be honest, one of my biggest challenges, me personally, within on the business side of mm-hmm. things, was the more of the contracts stuff, the paperwork stuff. I had to really learn. It is a very different language for me. I've always been a marketer in marketing. And so it was a very different thing for me. That was probably one of my biggest challenges. And that's something that I would highly recommend to entrepreneurs, is make sure that you read everything that you are going to sign, that you are going to agree to. Look at the terms, look at the length, look at everything, because it really does have an impact on everything that you will do. And you will learn a lot from those commitments that you're making. And you also want to make sure that whoever you're signing those deals with, you want to make sure that they're committing to what you anticipate you will need for the duration of that term. And essentially, these people are going to be your partners in what you're doing. And so you want to make sure that you also trust them, have a good relationship with them, and are really fair. So I'd say that my biggest challenge was that side of things, but I took that challenge, as I've tried to do with every challenge within our business. And I really tried to coddle it and learn from it and make myself almost an expert in something that I didn't know 3 years ago.
Ooh, that's pretty powerful, becoming an expert in something that like made you feel uncomfortable, and then you just overcame it little by little by diving in deeper. That's brave, Tina. A lot of people would be like, oh no, I'll hire someone or whatever. But it's like, you don't always get to do that. And now you know how.
Well, early on in startup days, you don't have the funding.
Exactly.
You know, legal bills can be very expensive. I leaned on people. I asked people for help in reading a lot of what we had to, you know, these contracts and things like that. We do have a legal team now, of course. But I still read everything, and I have those conversations. And it's really important that we on the business side understand what we're committing to.
So. Yes. That's awesome. I love that. And then what's something you've just done right because of your background, who you are, forward facing, you're a warm, bubbly person and smart. So give me some.
I would say, I really think that you mean in terms of the business,
yeah, what we've just you, what you're wrong.
Also, you're so sweet. I would have to say that we have built the most amazing team at Talk Shop Live. We would not be where we are without our team. And I say that, I always say that our customers, our community, and our team at Talk Shop Live are one, because we all work together to make Talk Shop Live what it is. We've hired the most brilliant minds. We all, I would feel comfortable putting any of them on an interview with you or anyone else, to be honest with you. Everyone works really hard. We respect each other, and we just have a world-class team. And I would say that's something that we really got right. We're a small team, but we are mighty, and we really, really listen to each other and build based on the needs of our community. I'd also say that, you know, something I really think that we're doing right is working well with our sellers We really try to be as hands-on as they want us to be, walk them through what they need help with, but also create a product that is a do-it-yourself, that you can do it on your own from anywhere at any time without needing us. So we wanted to really be able to offer that to everyone, the access to be able to go live from anywhere at any time to sell your products. And I think that we have done that well. And we're going to continue to build on that and make it as easy and world-class as possible.
I love that. I love that word. What have you, what did you look for, what's a characteristic of an employee that you looked for that made this team like really, you know, work together and elevate your company?
Well, of course we look to see if they fit in with our team. Some of us, we have a lot of fun. We laugh a lot. We get serious. We get down and dirty. We're always kind of on. Are they supportive of other team members? Are they supportive of the work? You know, do they love what we're doing and what our mission is, you know, to be able to give access to everyone to this tool, and this marketplace that we're creating. So I would say, yeah, all of those things along with obviously the skill set for the job.
That's cool though, to know like that they came excited to be there. And so that's a tip for anyone interviewing with any company. You have to be excited and believe in the product, right?
Yep. And we have people on every team from all different countries. And they're from all different countries, different time zones. And I'm really proud to say that we have over 60% of our team is female.
Really? Good. That's nice.
Yes. As is our board.
Nice. As I've seen TalkShop Live grow, like, what was one celebrity or, you know, vendor that you were like, oh yeah, that was awesome? Because at the beginning, I remember even seeing like Paul McCartney doing his book sales and Catherine Zeta-Jones doing her makeup. And I was like, these are like heavy hitters. Go Tina, you know? Those are the ones that stood out to me. Honestly, I'm looking at your Instagram now and all these people. But those are the people like a year ago that I was like, well, that's pretty cool.
So in terms of the celebrities, I would say all of them and every user is equally important to us. I would say when Oprah came on, that was a really special moment. And she said, talk shop live. That was super like exciting. I've always had a huge love for Dolly Parton. So when she came on last year, I was really thrilled, and I've always admired her as a female entrepreneur. She is one of the, again, world-class idols that I look up to in terms of a female business person. She has taken her craft and done such a beautiful job with it. And she just did not let anyone say no to her or take it from her, which I admire so much. So obviously Garth Brooks, who I adore, all of them have been just amazing. It's been an honor to work with each of them and to have them use TalkShop Live.
Yeah, definitely.
But I have to say, I mean, even like meeting you and Sonia, and you've introduced us to people, and I love working with the small businesses just as much as I love working with the celebrities. Mm-hmm. I love hearing about the stories and the challenges and how they got to where they are and how they can get packaging on a product and it took them forever and it took them their life savings. And like, I mean, these are amazing stories and people need to hear them. And that's what keeps me going, is how can we help these small businesses and, you know, really thrive and get the word out about what they're doing and how they're having an impact, not only on their own lives, but on their community's lives. Like at the end of the day, that's what I hope to achieve with Chop Shop Live is to have impact, economic, emotional, all of these, all of everywhere for everyone. I hope that people's lives are enhanced by what we're doing with Chop Shop Live.
I love that. I have a couple more startups that I want to send to you. I just actually interviewed them. It's called Eddie. Have you heard of it?
No.
They're doing e-commerce soap. Counterculture. So like these pop in and these are aluminum. So they're recyclable. And
I love that.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. So I will introduce you because they deserve it as well. And they're going to take over. I know they will because they just did it right from the beginning. Like you said.
So yeah. Great.
Well, Tina, we end every podcast with this question, and it is personal more than business. What makes you feel most alive?
Most alive, I would say, personally, my friends, my family, and my animals.
Mm, yeah, I know. It's true.
Yeah.
Can't replace
them. I would say what makes me feel most alive are other living things.
Right? I love that. That's cool. What about plants? You're not a plant lady, huh?
I am. I have a plant right here. Can you kind of see it?
Oh, your fiddle fig. Yeah.
Yep. I love plants. I don't have the best green thumb, but I try. I really try. I really, really, really try. So I live in Southern California, so I really should have no excuse.
But hey, you can't be good at everything.
Somehow.
Well, thank you so much, Tina. Where can people find you and where can people follow Talk Shop Live?
So talkshop.live is the website. I would love to have you reach out to us and sell on the platform, buy on the platform, come support all of these amazing small businesses. Oh my gosh, I see you. Is that a German Shepherd you have behind you?
Yes.
Hello, gorgeous.
He's so pretty.
Oh, what's his name?
His name's Heart.
Hi, Heart. Oh, so sweet.
He has his Valentine's Day bandana on.
Oh, he is so cute.
So cute.
I love it.
Living things are so special.
I love it. Yeah, just you can find us as Talk Shop Live on all the social platforms. And of course, come to our website, reach out to us via support. And if you want to reach me, you can reach out to me. I'm Tina Moore on Instagram, but you can also just reach out to support and get me. So
thank you,
support
Tina.
At Talk Shop Live. Thank you so much, Teddy. Thanks, Girl Powerful.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.